Praise God. Message 119. The title of the message is a preparation for Godly Marriage Part 2. Let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 21 to verse 23. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with the flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. She will be called woman, for she was taken out of man." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for your word that teach us and direct us and help us, Lord, to understand your will and know your ways. And thank you for your word that guide us and is a light to our life and to our path and the right way that we can follow and be secured and be blessed. Lord, I pray that this message will be a teaching as well as will be a blessing to many who are listening, especially those who are not yet having families, and especially those who are discipling others and leading the congregations, Lord, so that they will know your will and know your ways, and so that they can help others to have families, to get married according to your will and plan. Lord, anoint my lips and put verses and words and anoint the message and make let it go in the way that you ordain for us in order to follow you and do your will. We thank you and we praise you. That's all we ask and pray in this name. Amen. From the event of the marriage of Adam and how God prepared him to have a family life, we will study how God prepared for Adam a suitable helper, a wife that will help him in his life. God made the woman out of the man, as we have read. He took one of the ribs and closed it up, the place with the flesh, and he made a woman and he brought her to the man in order for the man to have family and to have godly children to be raised up in the fear of the Lord. But which time the Lord brought the woman to the man, God brought the suitable helper, he made her and brought her to the man. When the man was ready to have and to manage his family, the woman, Eve, was brought to the man after the man was prepared with a suitable place of living. God had to prepare a place for him. Not that God will prepare or going to prepare, he already prepared. Adam have a good settlement and resources for the family in the Garden of Eden. And having a work, he was working for the garden to secure the income. And that's what we look when we prepare everyone for marriage. That's how to prepare our disciple, that they should have a place for living. They should have a work, an income, and resources to support the marriage. Also, Adam was prepared spiritually The Lord has spoken to him his word and directed him. In the same way, our disciples, they should know God's word and will. And God brought the woman to the man after Adam proved his maturity and being responsible toward God and toward the assignment that the Lord had asked him to do and fulfill. God did not bring the woman to the man when he was not prepared or he was not yet ready. But he brought the woman to Adam when he was prepared materially and spiritually and was capable to manage the family life with all the aspects, materially and spiritually. So, this is what we have to look for. If anyone come to his mind that he need to have a family and that it should be, he need to prepare himself. And we as a church, we will help you to prepare yourself. The point that we want to emphasize here in this message, that God did not bring the woman into the surface or to the knowledge of Adam or to his attention only when Adam was fully prepared to have a family. He brought the woman to the man. Adam was not looking. He was not searching here and there. The Bible spoke here that God put Adam to sleep. You will not be able to go and look for your partner. God will bring her to you. God will bring you to him. But what we find in reality, we find many men, they are not prepared or ready for marriage. They don't have a place for living. They don't have proper work and a proper income. Spiritually, they are not yet a disciple of Christ. And they don't show maturity. Those people, we find them, they have a relationship with a girl. And they are saying, we will be marrying this woman, or I'll be marrying that man, when we are ready, or when he is ready, or when we are going to marry after 3 years or 5 years. There are many stories like that. But when we go to the Word of God, we can see clearly that God did not bring the woman to the man in Genesis 2 when the man was not yet ready. When Adam was ready, God made the woman and brought her to the man. So, from the above clue, what we can say to those who are unready, but they are saying, we will marry this, or we will marry that. What we need to say to them, we need to say to them the following. You need to prepare yourself with the house, with the proper income, proper setup, settlement for the living. You need to know God and follow his ways. And when you are mature and be a responsible person and fit for marriage, God will give you and will bring to you the right partner and not what you are holding now. So here, the practice of boyfriend and girlfriend, and I will marry this woman after 5 years, that is not in the Bible. God brought Eve to Adam when he was ready for marriage. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib He had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. That is Genesis 2, verse 22. The man did not look around, searching for the wife, but the Lord brought her to him and to his notice when he was ready. So what God's word teaches us is to prepare yourself and be ready. And we as a church, we can start to pray and ask God to bring the right woman to you or to that particular man who is ready. And we need to trust God to do that for us. We cannot go around and look for women and choose, because this attitude and action is non-biblical. Some men, they go from church to church, from house to house, they are looking for the woman. That is not in the Bible. That is in the world. But according to the Bible, God will bring the woman to you when you have 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, place for living. 2, work. That's enough for income. 3, you know God and follow his ways. 4, mature and responsible person. We can read also in the Bible how God brought Rebekah to Isaac when he was ready for marriage. Isaac did not meet Rebekah or choose her, or he go around and look for a woman. But the Lord brought her to him when Isaac was ready. In the book of Genesis, chapter 24 and verse 62 to 67, we know that Abraham sent his servant and gave him instruction, and the servant obeyed the instruction, and the Lord gave him a successful trip. Then he brought back Rebekah with him. Isaac did not see, did not choose, did not approve. He just followed God. When Rebekah came, he accepted her as his wife. Now Isaac had come from Beer Lahai Roy, for he was living in the Negev. He went out to the field one evening to meditate, and as he looked up, he saw camels approaching. Rebecca also looked up and saw Isaac. She got down from her camel and asked the servant, "Who is that man in the field coming to meet us? She does not know him." "He is my master," the servant answered. So she took her veil and covered herself. Then the servant told Isaac all he had done. Isaac brought her into the tent of his mother Sarah, and he married Rebecca. So she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. You see here, very beautiful things. Even the woman does not know who is the man, but she trusted God. And that's here. When people, they will date, and they will court, and they will send the photo, and many through the internet, they'll put their photos. You see here very beautiful things. When Rebecca was told that this is Isaac, your master, that will be your husband, she covered herself. Because that is what the word of God teaches us. Holiness until the day of wedding. Until the moment of wedding. They did not choose, they did not court, but they accept God's choice for them. Sometimes men, they come to the church and look around and choose a girl to marry. That is not in the scripture. The scripture teaches us something else. What we can teach those men and our disciples is the following. First, prepare yourself. Be ready with an accommodation, work with income to support the family, obey God's word and follow the Lord, and prove you are a mature and accountable person to God and to His church. We must know the person. We must know the man he is accountable. Before we as a church, before we approve that this person can go for marriage, he need to have this house, income, he know God, he is accountable person, mature, responsible. That is, these are the marriages that we as a church could put our hand on. Those who are not willing to comply, we have nothing to do with them. They can marry as a non-believer. But as a believer, as a church who concerned to make a disciple, these are the criteria. Preparation, that man is ready physically and spiritually, and he is mature, responsible person. And second, when the man is ready with all the above aspect and prove to be accountable person, we as a church will be praying to God and asking Him to bring the right woman that He had called to be a suitable helper, a wife to that particular brother. And what we teach the man, fix your eyes, and also the woman, fix your eyes on Jesus and not on woman or people or choosing that and this, because from God comes the suitable wife. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 14, houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. That's what we teach them in. Don't come to church and look for woman. Look to God, look to His word, obey, do your part. God will bring her to you as He brought Eve to Adam and as He brought Rebekah to Isaac. Therefore, we as a church, we don't approve man-made choices, but God should be the one to choose the right woman and make her the suitable helper for that man and bring her to Him. Another example from the scripture about marriage we will study is the marriage of Jacob. Jacob chooses to marry Rachel. He was in love with Rachel. He saw her and he liked her. He liked to marry her when he was not ready and need 7 years to prepare himself for that. We will read the book of Genesis, chapter 29. And let's read from verse 16 onward. Jacob found himself that he needed to go to far from his place. He was in a trouble with his brother Esau. So he needed to go to his relative. His mother told him, "You go and to your uncle Laban, and there you will find a work, and you will find also a wife there." So when he reached his uncle Jacob, when Jacob reached Laban, Jacob was not yet ready or fit or prepared for marriage. But what do we find here? We will read from verse 16 onward. Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah had weak eyes, but Rachel was lovely in form and beautiful. Verse 18. Jacob was in love with Rachel and said, "I will work for you 7 years in return for your younger daughter, Rachel." So what we find here, that he was not yet prepared, ready, but he chose what he will marry. That is not according to the scripture. Now, Laban was non-believer, and he knew that it is not correct also. But what he said to Jacob, Laban said in verse 19, it is better that I give her to you than to some other man. Stay here with me. Laban, he does not want Jacob to go away, so he approved. So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seem like only a few days to him because of his love for her. You see here the example of those who are dating and courting. That is non-biblical way. That is not what the scriptures speak about. Verse 21, then Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife, my time is completed and I want to lie with her. So Laban brought together all the people of the place and gave a feast. But when evening came, verse 23, he took his daughter Leah and gave her to Jacob. And Jacob lay with her. Oh, so what he chose did not come true. Many men nowadays, like Jacob, they will choose to marry what their eyes like without considering God's choice for them. They will come to the church and choose to stay in the church on one condition, that they will marry a particular girl. Pastor, I want to marry this girl. And if you say no, they will go away. But we should not behave like Laban. We need to tell those men that we cannot approve to you what you are asking or choosing. But we will help you to prepare yourself, and when you are ready, God will give you what you need of suitable helper, as God did to Jacob and gave him a woman. God gave Jacob Leah, and she was the suitable helper and wife that ordained from God to him. Leah was just beside Jacob, but he was not aware of it. But she was his wife, the true choice of God to him. We as a church, we should apply God's word. Rachel was not God's choice for Jacob. He insists his ways, but we should be standing with God, not with Jacob. And not that we want to use the people. We want to keep Jacob with us. He should be happy. You know, see here, when verse 25, when morning came, there was Leah. So Jacob said to Laban, what is this you have done to me? I said before Rachel, didn't I? Why have you deceived me? Jacob was angry because he worked 7 years and the agreement that he will take Rachel. Never say to person coming to church that I will approve to you what you like. Tell him when you are ready, God will give you other than this what you like. Because God's choice is different than man's choice. And we need to be very particular in this matter. Don't stand with young people and agree with their choices when they are not ready. That is a clear proof that is not God's choice. If a person is not ready and he has a woman or she has a man, that is surely not God's choice for them. When they are ready, God will bring the right partner that he had ordained for them. Verse 26, Laban replied, "It is not our custom here to give the younger daughter in marriage before the older one. We say the same. It is not our custom to follow people's choice. We follow God's choice." But we said from the beginning. From the beginning, we say that is what we follow, God's word. You need to prepare yourself. And when you are ready, we will pray for you. And we trust God that He will give you the right woman that you need, which is better than what you choose, or better what you like, and better than your choice. We approve and we honor God's word, will, and choices. We will be satisfied with this part in this message, and we will continue later on part 3 about preparation for godly marriages. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We adore you. We magnify your name. Lord, this is your word, and you are the only one who will approve it, and you do miracle. Even Lord, nowadays people are so worldly, but your word will stand firm in heaven forever. As you say, Lord Jesus, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. Lord, I pray that you watch over your word, O God, until your word is fulfilled, O God, as you had promised, O Lord, in your word. For you say, "For I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled," according to your promise in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Lord, watch over your word to be fulfilled, and help us as a church. Help every worker, pastor, to stand firm so that our children, our disciples, will marry according to your will and plan and choice. Lord, take this message and make it reach those who are waiting to hear your word and your voice. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and we pray in Christ's name. O Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hands be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.